and we have the main news bulletin coming up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 sin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headline. Political scientist says economic challenges and not opposition disarray will determine 2026 polls. Mining expert urges government to declare Mufulira's Kankoyo Township a disaster area due to continued exposure to mining pollution. And in global news, France formally recognizes Palestinian state. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mozando. Political scientist Dr. Alex Ngoma says next year's general elections results will largely be shaped by Zambia's economic hardships, rising cost of living, unprecedented load shedding, and sporadic fuel shortages, as opposed to the apparent disarray in the opposition. Dr. Ngoma says while the opposition appears divided and weak on paper, voters are expected to provide serious checks through the ballot, making it critical for the ruling UPND to deliver on key essentials ahead of the polls. He has told Phoenix News that the UPND should not be misled into thinking opposition fragmentation guarantees them victory, but must focus on ensuring the availability of fuel, electricity, mealie meal, and other essential commodities to citizens at the right price and in sufficient quantities. Dr. Ngoma has further advised opposition political parties against centering their strategies on personalities or those claiming to have been anointed, but instead to allow the current situation to dictate their political approach. He notes that having too many aspirants posturing as presidential contenders risks weakening their chances, while urging citizens to scrutinize candidates thoroughly to avoid what he terms pretenders and chancers.
You see, there's this narrative that the opposition is in disarray and they have no presidential candidate and therefore they will be defeated easily. The incumbent president has no competition. That, I think, is on paper. But the true opposition that the current regime has at the moment is actually the people of Zambia and their experiences with what has happened in terms of fulfilling or failure to fulfill campaign promises to bring down the price of mealie meal, for instance, to bring down the price of fertilizer.
Mining expert Charles Molila is urging government through the Ministry of Green Economy and Environment to declare Mufulira's Kankoyo Township a disaster area following years of exposure to mining pollution. This call follows a recent incident involving the discharge of sulfur dioxide, popularly known as Senta, last Saturday, which has once again raised alarm over the environmental and health risks faced by residents. Mr. Molila has expressed deep concern over the persistent air and land pollution in the area, stressing the need for authorities to take decisive action. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Molila has emphasized enforcing the polluter pays principle to hold responsible parties accountable for the environmental damage caused. He has further called for the relocation of over 4,500 households in a phased manner by constructing housing units in smaller numbers until all affected individuals are resettled.
what we are saying is that can we ensure that if that acid plant does not work as the way we were promised, let them put up another method of making sure that the effluent do not actually grow into domestic water supply, because it sinks into the Mufrira's local stream, which is when you actually pollute and goes into Kafue River. So this problem is a big, big problem that government has to just take up. It's because we don't even need it to work for next year, because people have suffered. People in Kankoi are fatigued. Brought people from all over who have tried to come and assist, but nothing has happened.
MMD President Dr. Nevers Mumba has called for broader investigations into the conviction of former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji, insisting that justice must not end with one individual. Dr. Mumba tells Phoenix News that while Mr. Malanji has been convicted, the case points to a much wider network of individuals who may have benefited from the misuse of public funds. He has urged the authorities particularly to take a special interest in tracing the full trail of the $11 million involved in the case. Dr. Mumba has questioned why only Mr. Malanji is facing the consequences, while others who were part of what he describes as a cartel continue to walk free. He has stressed that for justice to be fair and complete, all those who were involved or benefited from the transaction must be held accountable.
Let me make a statement on the issue of Honorable Malanji and his conviction. We want to warn the Zambians that this is just a tip of the iceberg. $11 million cannot be consumed by one person. We are asking the SEC and security wings to take special interest in knowing where the last dollar of that $11 million went to. Otherwise, it would be unfair for Malanji alone to be locked up when others that were part of this cartel of doing this are going free on the street. Because if they are not taken to account, they are going to steal again, or they will encourage somebody else to steal. So we think that there's a lot that has been revealed through this case.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has called for stronger mechanisms that will enable citizens to hold political leaders accountable for promises they make during campaigns. TIZ Programs Manager Raymond Mutare says the absence of such mechanisms has allowed leaders to get away with unfulfilled commitments, weakening trust between citizens and those in power. Mr. Mutale has challenged politicians to consider creating a system that regularly updates the nation on progress made in fulfilling campaign promises, saying this would help restore confidence and promote good governance. Meanwhile, Mr. Mutale has told Phoenix News that one of the major challenges in Zambia's fight against corruption is the misapplication of procurement procedures, which creates room for individuals to amass unexplained wealth while occupying public office. He has further stressed the importance of introducing lifestyle audits and asset declarations as part of measures to strengthen transparency and accountability in public office.
First of all, take seriously what we tell the citizens, and take seriously by, on intervals, getting back to the public and tell them the progress that we've made, all the commitments that you make. Because remember, the manifestos to some extent affect some of the plans that governments undertake. And for us, I think that we still challenge governments to, the UPND governments, to take this commitment seriously.
In global news, France has formally recognized the Palestinian state, becoming the latest in a wave of countries to take the step. Speaking at the UN in New York, President Emmanuel Macron said the time for peace has come and that nothing justifies the ongoing war in Gaza. France and Saudi Arabia are hosting a one-day summit at the UN General Assembly focused on plans for a two-state solution to the conflict. G7 states, Germany, Italy and the US did not attend. Belgium, Luxembourg, Malta, Andorra and San Marino are also due to recognize the Palestinian state after the UK, Canada, Australia and Portugal announced recognition on Sunday. We monitor to the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
The leader of the Palestinian Authority has urged more countries to follow the lead of France and Britain and recognise a Palestinian state. Mahmoud Abbas praised the French President Emmanuel Macron, who told the summit at the UN that the path to peace in the Middle East was through the coexistence of two states. Meanwhile, residents of Gaza City